Schools across the Auckland region are closed for at least 3 days. Teachers and principals are appealing to families to keep their children home unless absolutely necessary. Stephen Lethbridge is the president of the Auckland Primary Principals Association, also principal of Point Chevalier Primary School. Kia ora, Stephen.
Kia ora, Catherine.
424 primary and intermediate schools across Auckland, 278,000 students, a lot of households affected by this today. And one in particular, which is Mount Albert Primary School. Have you spoken to the principal this morning?
Hey, yes, look, there are a number of schools and a number of children affected across the region. I've spoken with the principal at Mount Albert this morning, and Mount Albert are really lucky that they have a fantastic leader, and that school is taking direction from the Ministry of Health, just like every other school in, who would be in a similar situation would take that direction. So things are going well there, and everything is ticking along as it should be.
Just to clarify for the audience, the Health Minister, Chris Hipkins, has confirmed Mount Albert Primary School is involved with the new community COVID cases in Auckland. A child who attends the school has tested negative. The Minister says the health advice is there's no need for everyone at the school to be tested. The principal of the school is not available for an interview with us this morning. She says the school wishes the family who is unwell all the best, and the school is taking direction from the Ministry of Education and taking all necessary precautions. Schools, of course, right across the district are students to stay home if at all possible. What is your message to parents, to households?
Hey, look, we know that we all have families as well, and this is a really stressful time for everyone. So we're just saying to parents that, you know, remember the mantra of be kind. Remember that schools will be preparing and making sure that the environment is safe for those children that must return. So keep children away if you're not an essential worker and you cannot find childcare. So that's the big message that we want parents to adhere to.
Are teachers still expected to come to school?
Hey, look, what I can speak about our situation at the moment. So at Point Chevalier School, we had all staff here in the morning, 8:15 for a rather large briefing in our auditorium, maintaining all of our spacing. And as the morning has gone on and we have received a handful of children coming into school, we are releasing staff and we're sorting out our bubbles, and we will get to a skeleton crew by midday today, and that will be our bubble for the next 2 days.
Thank you. The one upside, I suppose, Stephen, and you make this point, is that we've been there before. We've learned some things, and whether it's 3 days or it's longer, you believe schools have got plans in place.
Yeah, look, the one thing that came out of the previous lockdown was that schools are really well equipped. We have some amazing leaders around the region, and we've been operating at level three before. We know what to do. Schools have plans in place. Leadership teams were probably up working very late last night, just dusting off the plans from last time, looking at what needs to change. What we're doing is we're all hoping for the best, but we are all planning for the worst. So I think parents just need to know that schools are prepared and that we will engage and contact parents with the information in a timely manner, and just to trust what's going on with your school and be on the lookout for information through the channels that the school uses.
Thank you, Stephen Lethbridge, President of the Auckland Primary Principals Association.